Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 271. Today, Celine says,
"First of all, thank you for your podcast, which I love listening to the point that I've joined the Patreon to say thank you."
Celine, thank you so much. Believe it or not, it really, really helps. Really, really helps. Any of you who've been thinking of joining the Patreon, I would love to have you. You do get books that spin off this podcast, as well as other nonfiction titles that I write. And if there's anything else I can do to sweeten the deal, I would love to hear about it.
I haven't found anything on your past podcasts about flash fiction. I must say that flash fiction looks quite mysterious to me. How can writers pack a whole story in 1,000 words or less? I realize there must be specific techniques to it, but it seems to me that it is almost a different art form than short stories or novels, which, on the other hand, don't look so different from each other, at least from the reader's perspective, apart from the obvious, like having more characters and more plot twists before the ending. Could you give me some insight into the main differences between writing flash fiction and a short story? Can you also write flash fiction into the dark, or does it need more outlining, or several drafts, shortening the story each time or something? I like to read flash fiction as well as longer forms of writing, but it seems very mysterious to me.
Celine, I do believe this is the first flash fiction question we've had on this podcast, which, considering the popularity of the form, is actually a little surprising to me. Then again, since it is The Everyday Novelist, maybe it shouldn't be. Maybe I've artificially limited my audience with that with that title. But hey, whatever. Flash fiction is a bit of a different art form, but not in the sense that you need to do a lot of outlining or revising to get it down. It has much more to do with the way that you approach the story in the first place. Flash fiction will center usually around a single incident or a single turning. It's a very focused sort of medium most of the time, but not all of the time. A lot of ballads that you hear on the radio are flash fiction pieces woven together with different kinds of reflection and whatnot. Desperado by the Eagles comes to mind. Though it's highly symbolic and a little convoluted, Stairway to Heaven is a great piece of flash fiction. Almost everything Jim Steinman writes can be broken down as flash fiction, especially his standalone monologues like Wasted Youth or The Lovely Reflections or things along those lines. Robert Service's poems like The Cremation of Sam McGee and The Ballad of Blasphemous Bill, Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven, these are all different species of flash fiction, often told in meter or rhyme. But a lot of the time, not exclusively, but a lot of the time what you see packaged as flash fiction is actually prose poetry, which is an old form going all the way back to Chaucer, really, but coming into popularity during the Romantic movement of the 18th and 19th centuries. And if you have ever done any traveling in and around the neo-pagan communities, you will have run into a lot of prose poetry, which is basically flash fiction. It doesn't rhyme, it tells a single story, it's very short. It's designed to be remembered and retold in a bardic fashion. You can also get really, really short flash fiction that is focused in on telling the story of a single emotion. Flash fiction is campfire tales. It's stories like The Shortest Short Story Ever, For Sale, Baby Shoes, Never Worn. There's a whole tragedy wrapped up in there. Or from an old science fiction story, The Last Man on Earth Sat Alone in a Room, and There Was a Knock at the Door. That's a whole story by itself as well. The art to flash fiction is in the focus. It can be either on a single incident, or a single emotion, or it can be a single rambling unfolding of a grand tale that's driven primarily by the momentum. I've only got a few flash fiction pieces. The one that probably qualifies the best as flash fiction is a prose poem I did called The Hungry Words, which I podcast on, the last episode of The Next 10,000 Hours, which was a very short-lived podcast that aired on the Uber feed and the Antithesis feed, which is my fiction podcast feed. I only did about 6 or 7 episodes of The Next 10,000 Hours, so it's pretty easy to find. Actually, Come to think of it, the Kitty's Corner segment on that show was almost entirely made up of humorous Flash fiction. Now, those weren't written by me. They're written by my partner, Kitty Nakian, and performed by her. But they're another good place to look. With Flash fiction, like I started off saying, it's all about the approach. What you're trying to do is create an effect. Now, with all fiction, you're trying to create an effect, but Flash fiction is stripped down so that it's just about the effect. You've got 1,000 words to leave the audience gasping. You have to create a perfect illusion. Now, I'm not using perfect in the sense of perfectionism, but I'm using perfect as in the sense of self-contained. You've got to create a self-contained illusion that pulls your audience all the way down in and leaves them at the other side having a distinctive experience. If you can do that, you can do Flash fiction. And if you've ever told stories around the water cooler, stories around the campfire, you've got a little experience doing it. It's all about brevity. It can take some practice to get your brevity muscles going. It can take a lot of practice. It is a very difficult way to do things, especially when you're used to writing novels and exploring things with some kind of nuance and depth. There's a lot of work that you have to do in Flash fiction through implication. But it is a very useful form to learn because the art of implication will enrich your other fiction as well. Even if you just enjoy Flash fiction but you don't want to make it a major pursuit, dabbling in it, and in poetry, from time to time, is very good practice for working on your ability to make words do double and triple duty, and increasing the density of your writing. The more dense and resonant your writing is, the more it's going to stick in the minds of the audience. So, it's a great and fabulous form, and well worth pursuing. Thank you very much for the question. I hope that helps. And I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.